Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Zion today. Now we have a lot of Daf, so I got to go a little bit quickly. I'll do the best I can, try to pause as best I can. Okay, so on the bottom of Mem Baba Beis, the Gemara was talking about the mitzvah of Halabaya, like escorting a guest, and it got into the issue with Elisha. Elisha in the Navi, nobody escorted him, and his boys ended up making fun of him, and he ends up cursing them. So it says on the bottom line on Mem Baba Beis, it says, Vatitzenashtim dubim min hayar. There were two bears that came from the forest, but the economy him or but you fail again. He ripped apart 42 children. The top line of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam Arnes, Chadam Arnes. One says there was a miracle that took place. One says one miracle on top of another miracle. Mandam Arnes, the one who says it was a miracle, Yar Hava, there was a forest there, Dubin Lo Hava, there weren't bears there, and the miracle was that these bears came about. One that says that it was a miracle on top of the miracle. There was no forest and no bears. So in other words, so the first miracle, they create the forest and they create the bears. What do we need a forest for? Just what do we need the bears? If he's pressing these kids and he wants, so he says, the bears, in other words, I'm saying we don't have Shia here, but the bears only feel comfortable if there's a place for them to flee after they kill whoever they're killing. So if there's a forest nearby, they'll act like bears, otherwise not. Okay, now, Amarib Panina, Balak, the king of Moab, brought 42 korbanot, that's in Parshas Balak. He says, so his reward was, in other words, he intended to harm Klal Yisrael. His reward was that centuries later, 42 children got killed in the time of Elisha. So the Gemara says, "Inis, it's true." But Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, when you said the name of Rav, the Lomi Yosef Adam Torah Mitzvot, the Afki Solishma, person enjoys toil in Torah Mitzvot, even for ulterior motives, we talk Solishma Balishma, because as a result of doing it for ulterior motives, you'll eventually get to the point where you do it just Lishma. So Bishar Arbi Mushlein Korbanot Shigri Balak Melach Moav, because the reward for Balak that he brought these 42 korbanot, even though His kavanah wasn't the Avodas Hashem. His kavanah was to harm Klal Yisrael. The Chavi of Tzadmin of Rut. So he was zochet to have a descendant Rut. She had Tzadmin of Shlomo, and from Rut came Shlomo Mela. She ketube elafalot yela Shlomo. And it says concerning Shlomo that he brought 1,000 korbanot. This is when he became king, and he had a. And then Hashem says, "I ask, what can I do for you?" So he says, "The Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Afoni Rut b'toshel Eglon." Rut was the daughter of Eglon, the king of Moab, who was in turn the son of Balak. So the point is, if the reward for the 42 korbanot was that he had this Rut, who was the progenitor of the Davidic monarchy, how can we say that his reward in quotation marks was that these 42 children got killed? The Gemara says that was indeed the reward, but Tabatomi Lekfalahavi. In other words, his desire was to harm Klal Yisrael. So the korbanot were effective. In other words, he wanted to harm Klal Yisrael. So indeed, he
succeeded.
He wanted that there should be a klala from Bilam. That didn't work out. But the purpose of bringing the korbanot was to harm Klal Yisrael. That was in some way fulfilled when Elisha cursed the boys. And then that helped, form everything together. But that was like the purpose of his korbanot. But the reward that he got for the korbanot, that was that he had his descendant root. Yeah, what's that?
The reward was against his way. The reward was root, which had to have his way.
Yeah,
wanted to go against him.
Yeah.
Doesn't
well, the it means that, in other words, he's offering korbanot to the Ribono Shel the one true God. Right, that's his intent.
The outcome is to happen.
Yeah. So the Gemara is saying sometimes, as long as you're doing the mitzvah, positive things can accrue. So he did offer korban. Right. In other words, the Matthias is he offered korbanos to the Ribono Shel Olam. So in Shemayim, they gave him a reward that he's going to have a descendant root. As far as his intent, he wanted to harm Klal Yisrael, that was not effective during his lifetime, but it impacted that years later, in together with Bimitzarev, with Elisha Kfala, that these 42 kids got killed. Okay, let me go further, and then I'll pause in a few more minutes. Okay, let's focus again. We got to get to the doc. So he says, Okay, now the Gemara says, "Vayimru anshei Yireh l'Yishua." Now, this is earlier in the Navi. It says that the people in Yericho invited Elisha to come and help them out, that they were in difficult straits. "Vayimru anshei Yireh l'Yishua." He named a moshav at Yirto. You can see it's a wonderful place. Like you see with your own eyes. The Gemara says, "V'kibachar d'mayim rayim." The reason they were inviting him there is because the water was lousy. It was like brackish water. Nobody could drink the water. And the land would kill everybody. So what's so good about the place? Like, you see, it's a wonderful place to live. What's so wonderful? Everybody's dropping dead. There's no water to drink. So what's so good about that? So he says, Amar Rabbi Chanin, came makom al yoshav. Rabbi Chanin said, from here, one could deduce that the place that a person lives, like the place that a person lives, a person always thinks it's a nice place. In other words, like, you could be living in a high crime neighborhood, and after a while, you say, this is really a really nice neighborhood. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says there are three things that people, you know, find chayin, even though it's like against what necessarily the logic. That's chayin makom al yoshav, like the place always seems nice that you live. You come to think of it as a nice place. Chayin isha bala, like it means that, like, even if a person marries a girl, it's not the greatest looking, not the greatest.
In his eyes, she is.
Right. After a while, you get used to it. Right. Then chayin mekach hamekho. And then when a person purchases something, like I'm thinking of it, you know, I remember, like, my mom's a Zichron Lebracha. I remember she got a car once and she got used to it and she liked it. It's like you get the car, then you get used to it, then yeah, it's just a fantastic place. Anyway, so those three chinos. So, all right, let me pause for 30 seconds. Okay, any questions in the Zoom world, the live world, anything? Anyway, we did. Yeah, let's go ahead. So the Gemara has this. Yeah, so the Gemara is not learning it. I don't know if the Gemara is learning it from here. The Gemara takes it as a statement. You see, the Gemara has it all over the place. So I don't know if this is the source for it, but it's one of many places where the Gemara cites it. Okay.
Mashiach comes from
right.
And this man, he brought 42 korbanot. Mashiach comes from this guy?
Right. All right.
What kind of the reward for such a...
It also comes from Yehuda and Tamar. Okay, let's keep further. Okay, let's keep moving. Nice to have you, Michael. Michael's going for Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, right? Yeah, we'll miss you, Michael. Say shalom. Okay.
Enjoy that. See you.
Yeah, we'll... We're going to discuss the theme. There's a little bit of a fly in the ointment with the Carlos and Gabby. So we'll see. Okay. All right. Who's this? All right. So six lines above where it gets wide. Okay. Elisha suffered three illnesses during his life. One was his punishment because he incited bears to attack the children after they had taunted him. They said, Alei kereach, alei kereach. One illness he had, he pushed away Gehazi. Gehazi was his attendant, and there was an incident which the Navi relates, and he sort of ended up sort of pushing him away. And one, he finally died, and that's the nature of things. Shinamar, Elisha chalat chalyo shemato. So Elisha chalat, it's one sickness, et chalyo, second sickness, shemato, and then he died. So three. Third one was right before he died. It means, like, in time of Elisha, like, people got, like, I think the Gemara says, that they mentioned that, people would get, you know, sick and die, and that's because nobody's living forever. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan, Lam Tisol Dokab, Dinah Karevet, a person, it means like in terms of, doesn't mean like physically pushing them with the right hand, left hand, in terms of relationships. So if you want to criticize or something like that, you should push away with the left hand, which is the weaker hand, and be makariv with the right hand. It means it could be a child, a student, things like that. So Lam Tisol Dokab, Dinah Karevet, Lo Kalishish, the Chabot Gechatim Shtayadav, shouldn't be like Gehazi, who like Elisha, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands. In other words, like, get lost. He says, and not like Yeshua ben Prachya, who's one of the Tanayim, who pushed away one of his Tamidim with both hands. Elisha Maihi, what's the incident with Elisha? The thief. Now, if you remember, Naaman, what? Right, we'll talk about it. So he says that it's an instant Navi where, remember, it's the Haftorah.
Yes.
Right. For Mitzorah, for Tazrim, and for Mitzorah is about Naaman, who was the Sartzvam of Aram, and he was Mitzorah. And then the king of Aram sends him to Melech Yisrael to bring a cure. And Melech Yisrael says, what is this? He's like, putting me in a bind. How can I possibly cure him? And then they say, we'll send him to the Navi. Anyway, so he sends him to Elisha. And then Elisha says, go and then be Tovel seven times in the Yarden. And then Naaman says, ridiculous. You know, hello, Tova, I'm enough. Our part of the Damascus. We have our own rivers in Damascus. What do I need to come a zillion miles here just to this? And then his servant said, listen, if he'd asked you to do a big thing, would you do it? Simple thing. So try it. So he tries it, and then he's cured. And then he comes back and he says, God bless you. You know, what can I give you? I have money, this, that, all these things. So, Elisha says, I work for a higher authority. I don't take money and gifts. So he goes on his way. And Gehazi, who's president of Valley, runs after him. He says, you know what? My master changed his mind. Let's have some money and stuff like that. So then Elisha, he knew what Gehazi had done with his nebuah, and then he curses Gehazi to have tzaras. Okay. So again, we'll see. So he says, so Elisha, the first white line, Vayomer Naaman, Hoel Kach Kikarayim. So Naaman, now Hoel can mean like, please take like 2 talents of silver, but Hoel can also mean, I don't trust you. I want you to take a shvua that indeed Elisha changed his mind. And then Chazal say he took a shvua and he lied. He says, Uchtiv, Vayomer La, then later on, this is now later on, Elisha confronts Gehazi. He says, In other words, I know what took place between you and Naaman. Now the time to take silver and garments, is a timu kramim, olives and vineyards, and some of a car, sheep and cattle, and slaves. So he mentions 8 items. Now the emes says he only took the first 2, which is the kesef and the begadim. So he says, did he take all that? Elisha accuses him of taking 8 items. So I tested who got him. He only took the first 2. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Otashai, Elisha Osek, Rishon Ashratim. So he says that at that point in time, Elisha was engrossed to study the parak of Shmona Shratzim, which is a parak in the second Shabbat. Obviously, he talks about 8 Shratzim, 8 crawling creatures, which are meant to look for this. So Amarlo, so that Elisha said to Naaman, in other words, now's the time. In other words, you're getting whatever sakhar you earned, and that's it. You have the money, got him. He says, but Sarat Naaman, but the Saras of Naaman that had left him to now cling to you and your children in perpetuity. So that's the way that he was dochim, b'shteyadayim, that he says the Saras. So it means that if he's the Mitzorah, which became a Mitzorah, so obviously he's not connected with them anymore. Or you could say the fact that he says it's supposed to be you and your children, that's the whole thing. So that's where they have the article. Now, it says the Arabana Shemini with Sora. This is also one of the Haftarot, I think, for Parshat Tezria. It says there were 4 Neshimim with Sora. So Amr of Yochanan, Zekechazim Shoshapanah, that's Gechazim 3 sons. Then, Bayech Elisha Damasek, then later on in the Navi, it says that Elisha went to Damascus. Lama Halak, why did he go? Amr Yochan Shlacha, Zirul Gehazi Tshuva. He went to bring Gehazi. Gehazi was there in Damascus. He wanted to bring back the Tshuva, Lo Chazar, and it didn't work. Amar Lo Chazor Bacha. So Elisha says to Gehazi, you should do Tshuva. He says, Amar Lo Chatli Kulam Bacha. This is the way you taught me. Komish Chatabat Yid Arabim. If a person sinned and caused the multitudes to sin, we don't give him the opportunity to tshuva. So my Abba, what did he do that he ascribed to himself that he had not only sinned, that we know he sinned, but how was he machpid to Rabin? Ikhda Amri, Evan Shoevet, Palo Lakatat Yerabam, the Dovin Shmuelar. Some say he took some sort of magnet in such a fashion. Rabin ben Nabat had these 2, Avodah Zarah. He said 1 Avodah Zarah in Beit El, 1 in Dan. And he had like an idol there. He said, Ela, look at me, and look at me, it's fine, ball. And Gehazi, through a magnet, was able to cause the Avodah Zarah, like it was a calf. He set up 1 calf in Beit El and 1 in Dan. He was able to cause the calf to be suspended between the earth and sky. So he says here, and then caused a lot of people to believe in it. So that's one thing that he's talking about him. Someone to say that he brought out the shame Hamaforash, put it in the mouth of the calf, and the calf spoke, said Anokibo Yotha. The Ikid Amri, others say, Rabbanan Dakami Kame. The reason he was back to the Rabbim is he kept Talmidim from learning from Elisha. He says, after Gehazi's history, so there's an incident in the Nevi'im where the B'nai Nevi'im, who was Elisha's Talmidim, say to him, there's not enough room here anymore. So Chazal take it, the reason not enough room is now, and it was when Gehazi was alive, he kept the population low. You know, let's get away. Then we move him, so now all these Talmidim came, and they said, we don't have enough room here in the base medrash to learn anymore. He says, so from there we deduce that up until now, it was not so cramped. So anyway, the point being, he pushed Gehazi too far away, and as a result of that, it redounded to the detriment of Gehazi, but also to Klal Yisrael. In other words, first, like lose his positive good, he had good things, but secondly, he ended up becoming a Machti the Rabbi, whichever way you take it, so that did not work out well. Now, Shubim Prachya Maihi, what's the difference with Shubim Prachya? So when Yanai Melech was busy killing all the Chachamim, Yanai Melech was aligned with the Tzdukim. So he started killing off all the Chachamim. He says, Shim v'shefa chadinu ate. And the queen's, the Yanai's queen was Shlomi. So her brother was Shim v'shefa. So she hit Shim v'shefa. He was able to survive. V'shum v'prachya azal arak l'atzadari shal v'shayim. And Rabbi Shimon Prachi fled to Alexandria in Egypt to get out of the plague. So if you have a Shlomo, when things quieted down and now the coast was clear, so whoever's still alive can come back. So Shimon Mishetha sent a message to Alexandria, from me, Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, to you, Alexandria of Egypt, Achoti, my sister. In other words, sister cities, Alexander's a sister city. But I don't know why he's writing like with a code, but he says like my husband. It means Rabbi Shimon Prachya is there in your midst. I'm sitting here desolate. So I don't know why the whole thing's in code, whatever, but this say Amar, but Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Prachya understood. So I understand the coast is clear. Now I can go back to Eretz Israel. So when he came to a certain inn, this is the Rabbi Shimon Prachya, Tam Kamayu B'Yikar Shafir. They all stood up for him as appropriate kavod, a lot of kavod. Adli Yikar Tuva, they did a lot of kavod for him. Yati B'Kavash Tavach, Kamanayach Sanizu. So he was sitting, he said, what a wonderful hostess this woman is. So Amalei Achadmi Tamidav. So one of Yoshuben Prachya's students said to him, Rebbe, he had two toad. I don't know, she's so beautiful. Her eyes are kind of round. Otherwise, she doesn't look that good. Anyway, now, what Michael was referring to, some have the girsa here that it said Yeshu. It's Yeshua Notri, that this one is with Yeshua Notri. I don't think it works out chronologically to be our Yeshua Notri because I don't think the years work out quite so perfectly with that. I think Yanai Melech is around 100 BCE. Yeshu, obviously, would be a little bit after that. But the... All right. Anyway, some have that, but the Gemara went through different, censorships and things like that. And we've had this before, and then the Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning as well. So Amalei Rasha Bachaka Kaosei. So Rabbi Shimon Prachya said, you're Rasha. I didn't mean that she's good looking or bad looking. I meant that her mean don't look good. This is Apik Arba Meashipure Bishamte. So he took out 400 shofro and he put them in Kherim. Says Kliyoma Ati Talmid Lokibli. So every day this Talmid came to him to make amends with him, and he said, "Get lost." He says Yomachad Habakatari Kishma. One day he, Rabbi Shimon Prachya, was reciting Shema. He says Ati Talmid, and so he came before him again to try to make amends. So Habakadati Lokibli. So he had already decided he'll accept him. Like this time, Shema is enough. I'll accept him. But he couldn't speak because he was in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Achri Le Biyade. So he motioned with his hand, either, a priest or whatever, but he says, Sabar Mitpadati, so he thought, oh, he's sending me away again. He says, Azal, Zakab Dubirata, Palta. He set up like a brick and he worshiped the brick. So I think somebody once had said, maybe like a, they thought like a cross or something like that. But anyway, he set up some avodah zara. He says, "Amar lei chazur b'cha." The Rishon Barach said to him, "Do tshuva." Amar lei kachu kublani b'cha kolafoti matid rabbi b'mistik b'gilas of tshuva. My mesorah from you is that if you sin and you cause the multitudes to sin, so minashvayim they don't give you an opportunity to do tshuva. The Amar Mar, because we have the statement, Kishaf, that he engaged in Kisha, the Hisif, he seduced people to what is Arab, and Tiyah, he pushed them away to Derech, that's Tiyah Yisrael. Okay, just a few more lines. Tani, Rishon and Lazar Omer, Yetzer, when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, it's like the Yetzer for, you know, sexual relations, and Tino for Isha, they spoke to Kadim and Kareb. It means, when you're approaching these three things, it means the person, you know, feels like the inclination, you know, to have intimacy. So you don't want to get rid of that totally. Like Mara in the second Yom says that the Anshei Knesset all prayed and they moved the Yetzer to, I think, for tigers. And then, right, the chickens weren't laying eggs. Nothing go forward in life. So in other words, the person has to channel the drive in a proper fashion. And he says, so you should be small dog having the correct with that. And a teenager, you're dealing with a child, you know, like there's both elements. Some parents, like, they let children run wild all over the place, and then some parents like whack, 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 whack. So you gotta balance like the discipline with the tiru, and then the isha, and then with the person's wife also, you have to have, you know, moderation. Okay, we have 90 seconds for questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you're not allowed to also make any hints with your hands or fingers. So why was he making hints with his hands?
Well, so
if it's something that is coming in to give some of the hint and the whole thing gets stopped.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's an absolute rule what you're saying, Daniel, like, because the Gemara talks about, remember the Mishnah says, it says, like, if a person is like, Shoel B'Shlomo. So the Gemara has, I think, like, Beina Prakim is Ban Chazal, they can answer and things like that. So the Talmud was coming to him. So maybe under those, I'm not sure that it's 100% that under those circumstances.
Could you please repeat his comment?
Okay, Daniel was asking, he was saying that, is it right to even motion with your hands during Kriyat Shema? So I said, it's not an absolute rule that you can't make motions. I think the Gemara talks about in Brachot about, you know, if somebody comes to greet you and Dana Prakim, I think the Gemara says that I have to go over the Mishnah. It's the Emtza Parak and Bina Prak, the Gemara says. Yeah. So, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says, I think Bina Prak, and I think you're even Shoel Bisham somebody, and the Emtza Parak, you can be Meshav, I think. That's the way I remember. But I have to go over. Okay, next question. So again, if you take it with the uncensored version, it's Yeshu. If you don't, then we don't. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to keep moving. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, next mission. So we're...
That's how the priest is done.
What? Say again, what?
Priest.
What?
By the Yetzirah, by...
Oh, you mean with them, the celibacy. Yeah. Okay. 8 lines from the bottom.
Rabbi, why didn't he give him the benefit of the doubt? He looked at their eyes. Okay, but at the end of the day, I mean...
It depends where you're holding also, like, you know, you're
talking about their eyes, it's not about their body.
We're 10 lines to the bottom. Okay, let's all focus. Okay, 10 lines to the bottom. Okay, all right, Manitin. Okay, Nimsa Hore Gashlo Nerfo Ha'egla. Now, let's say, okay, please, let's all focus. So we spoke with Egla. So, no, we're going to stay up here. So again, with Egla Rufa, we don't know who murdered the person. So we do the whole ritual, and it brings kapara. But then let's say, I bring the calf down there, and then we said, stop, we found the murderer. So they say, the Rebbe Eder. So at that point, the Egla can go back into the, it's Hulin, it can go back into the herd. Now, this is the Rashi points out to Machloket. There's another opinion holds. Once it's brought to Nachal Eitan, it already has Kedusha, but our Mishnah holds this way. Now, once, let's say, I decapitated the calf, and now I found out who the murderer was. So it still has to be buried where it was. Meaning, this is somebody has to, you know, yeah, it has to be muted. Okay. 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 So it means Inachinami, it came for a safek, so it was mechaper what it needs to be, but now we have to execute justice. Therefore, ha'egla, again, if the egla was decapitated, b'charchakim sa'horeg, now we've apprehended the murderer, ha'rezi ye'areg. In other words, you can't say, oh, you did the ritual, this kapara, everything is fine, I'm so happy. You say, it doesn't work that way. You know, we have, for you, there's no kapara with this. And he says, now, okay, that's that, next piece. Let's say one witness says, again, it has to be lono dami hikahu. Somebody dies and no one knows who the murderer is. So Eda Karomer Raithid Horeg. One person, Reuven, comes forward and says, I saw the murderer, I saw who it was. Eda Karomer, one says, no, you didn't. So either I was with you and, you know, at that time, place, you were in a room with no windows and you didn't see anything. Or I was with the murderer at that time, I was with the victim at that time. And you would know we're around there, or something like that. So he says, "Isha omeret ra'iti." One woman says, "I saw the murderer." Isha omeret lo ra'iti. You know, you didn't see it. Are you orphan? So there, we're going to do it. Well, one cancels out the other. When there's one witness says he saw it, he didn't see. So we're going to go forward and do the egla rufa. Eidachad omeret ra'iti. One says, "I saw." Ushnayim omeret lo ra'iti. Two say, "No, you didn't see." Are you orphan? So the two are going to cancel out the one, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Shnayim omrim ra'inu, two say we saw, the chad omer lahem lo ra'item, and one says, no, you didn't see it, lo you orphan. Again, the two cancels out the one. Now, misharabu ha-rotzchanim, when there were many murderers around, bakla egla rufa. In other words, they know, like, we have, like, you know, 50 known murderers in our community. So they're not doing egla rufa anymore. Why? And then that means, like, shabali ezer ben tunayu, tchina ben prisha. Someone to say it's the same person, someone to say it's two different people. He says, Hayanikra, they call them Benaratzchan, but that means that typical period of time. So it means we know that these murderers are around, they're free, so we're not going to do Egla Rufa. Similarly, Mr. Rabu Hamanafim, when all the adulterers increase, they got a lot of people committing adultery, Hasku Mayim Amarim. So the Mayim Amarim didn't work anymore. He says, Rabbi Yochum and Zakai Hipsitam. Rabbi Yochum and Zakai stopped the usage of the Mayim Amarim. So I didn't realize it was at the end of the Bayit Sheni. Yochum and Zakai is at the end of the Bayit Sheni. He stopped the usage of it. Shneamar, the Pasuk says in Hosea, it means, I'm not going to check out everybody. Because they're Mizana. Because your daughters are Mizana. We have Potetam, Kitana Afna. And your daughters in law, they're also Kitim and Gomer. This is like the zugot, like there were, you know, five, you know, there were five pairs of Tanayim, the earlier pairs. So when they died, Batluha Eshkolot, means the great people died. Eshkol is a cluster of grapes, so it means the great people died. Shneamar, in Eshkol lefol, Bikra Itanashi. There's no Eshkol to eat, and Bikra, I love the early fig, but it means like, so. Chazal teaches up until their time there were no machlo code, and then when they died, then the first machlo code was in their time, and then the machlo code increased afterwards. It says Yochanan Kohen Gadol he'avir hodiyat ma'aser. That Yochanan the Kohen Gadol he was matakein that nobody will make a vidui ma'aser anymore. We'll talk about more Eduardo than that tonight. Avhu b'tel and ma'orim and anotim. He was mevakel the ma'orim. So the Ma'orin, it means the people who, like the Levium would have a song. They say the song would say like a Kaddish Baruch was sleeping, but he didn't feel it was appropriate because when the base mech is standing, means there are times of Hester Panim. That's what Reb Kaki says, but it wasn't a time of Hester Panim. He didn't think they should sing it. That a Notin will be they would either, you know, in some way injure the animals to be a korban because it was easier to shech or easier another way, and he told them not to do that. Well, that's the thing. Like, according to one shot, they would, like, cut them between the horns and their blood would go into the eyes, and then they'd be more docile to Sheth. But he felt it's, like, closer to creating a mom, or there'll be another shot in the Gemara, which we'll see. He said, but not tonight. He says, turn page. Ad Yamav, Hayyapat Shmach Yerushalayim, up until his day, during Chol HaMoed, be like, hammers would be heard in Yerushalayim because it was Melechet Devar Aved, which was permissible. Ad Yamav, he said, but then he said not to do it anymore. In other words, there were people in Yerushalayim who were working. It was Melech Devar Ave. But he said, But he felt like people who hear it don't understand that it's machta rabbi, so he told them not to do it anymore. He says, and then his day, it's up until his day, so demai mitzalaka, you didn't have to give up to that time, but some people we machta to give, so you didn't know whether master order had been taken from it or not. And then he says, no, all demai, you have to take master from, so there's no question about it anymore. Okay, let me do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we will pause. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Yinayashim Nerfa Ha'egla, Bafarka Kamsa Horeg, Chein Poteroto. How do I know that even if I went through this whole ritual where I decapitated the calf, buried him, and we said, Kapelam Chai Israel, Shabbat Hashem, have atonement, and then we find the murderer that doesn't get the murderer off the hook? Tamalomar, and here the Gemara quotes Pasuk from Maseh, from Parshas Maseh. That the land will not be atoned for, but with the blood of the murderer. There was nothing, substitutes for, full justice from the murderer. Okay, now, Eidachat, now the middle section or one section of the Mishnah that was Eidim Machishim one another, contradicting one another. Now, we had the same Sugya earlier on Lamed Aleph with the Eidei Tumah by the Sota. You'll be familiar to it, hopefully. Okay. What? So Tama Demachishle. So we have one aide versus another aide. One aide says, I saw who the murderer was. One aide says, no, you didn't see who the murderer was. So Tanamish says they cancel each other out, and we're going forward and we're doing the Eglarucha. So Tama Demachishle. Hello Machishle. So if he did not contradict them, Eidachad Mahema. So the implication of Mishnah is that we would rely on one witness. So one witness comes forward. Because I saw who the murderer was, that would be enough to, stop the mitzvah of the Egel Rufa. We're going to believe the one witness. He says, but not immediately. How do I know that I believe the one witness, at least for the purposes of the Sadaka? So the Gemara says, the Tanur Banu, we learned the Braisa, Lono Dami Hikau. The Chumash says, we don't know, or no one knows, who the murderer was. Hano Dami Hikau. So if one person knows who where the murderer was, a Pilu Tanta Sofa Olam, even if he's in China, he says, "Oh, you work. We're not going to do the Egla Rufa." And then another halakha, which we're going to throw in, we don't really need this so much for our sugya. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin LeSanhedrin, Shru Echad Sharag LeNefesh, Mimakirin Oto. How do we know? Rabbi Kiva says, if the members of Sanhedrin saw somebody kill somebody, and they don't know who the murderer was, but they saw him, so you work. In other words, he saw a guy with a red jacket, and then, but we didn't recognize who he was, but we saw somebody murder him. He says, how do we know that we're not going to do the Egla Rufa? With our eyes, we didn't see it. Well, lo ra'u, they saw it. Okay, so much for that. Now the Gemara says, Hashtu da'amrit eidachad meheman, now that you taught me that one witness is Neman. So again, the yisod is, when it comes to Egla Rufa, one witness is enough to carry the day, and it stops the wheels from moving forward with the Egla Rufa. So Hashta the Amrit Eidachad Meheman, Eidachad Hehi Matsi Machishle. How can the other aid then contradict him? Does it mean that we would give, full faith and credit to the second aid's testimony? But Amar Ula says, Komakom Shavin the Torah Eidachad, wherever the Torah, in other words, wherever the halacha is that you believe one aid, in certain areas you believe one aid, this is Harei Kan Shnayim. So that one aid is the legal equivalent of two aidim. So the klal is, in other words, one witness can't upend two witnesses' testimony. So Lamela, so one witness testimony is adequate for Egla Rufa.
One is like two in here.
Yeah, so one is really like two. So if one testifies, I saw who did it, and one witness says, no, you didn't see who did it, then why do we wipe the slate clean? We should say the first witness is like two witnesses. So Amar Lach Ula, so Ula would say to you, Tani, lo ayu orphan. Ula says, you're right. Talk the Mishnah should be understood as saying that they wouldn't do the Egla Rufa. One witness says, I saw it is, even if another one comes in, that they wouldn't do Rufa. The same Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani, lo ayu orphan. Simply Rabbi Yitzchak also says, that's the way we should learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Chi Amar, five lines before it gets wide, he says, no, leave the Mishnah the way it is, and one witness is going to cancel out the other witness. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Kasha to Ula. So the Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Chiya, how does he reconcile that with Ula's halakha? Ula said, that if the Torah believes one witness, that one witness is like two witnesses. So here, one witness says, I saw who did murder it. The other one says, no, you didn't. So, and yet, Rabbi Chia learns the Mishnah that we're going to go forward with Egel Rufa. How does he reconcile the whole thing out? So, lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Kanvar Afat, so Rabbi Chia will say, our Mishnah is talking about that they all testify about Afat. In other words, they all come to the desert at the same time. And Kokadi Dibur of each other, one says, I saw who it was, and one says, no, you didn't.
Two verse two.
So then everybody's going to cancel each other out. In other words, you don't have to come in two verse two, but they're all going to cancel each other out. In other words, it's like two witnesses, only once the Eidos, the Kabbalah, the Eidos. But before Kabbalah, the Eidos, so then he cancels it out. Tan, Bizal, Parzeh. But when who is it? Is it Ula? Yeah. When Ula said his halacha, he meant if the Bezin is Kabbalah, Eidos, then it's like two Eidos. Okay. So in our Mishnah, when it says one aid comes in, so it means another aid comes in right away, and they both testify, and they both throw in things at each other, you know, figuratively. So then we're going to cancel it out. Okay, now let's focus, and we'll get to the two dots, and I'll slow down after that, okay? So the Gemara says, three lines of the book gets wide. Tanan, you learned in our Mishnah, Eid HaFan Omer. Now again, the first part of the Mishnah, you had cases with one aid versus another aid, or one woman versus another woman.
Those two are the same cases?
Those two are together. Those two are similar. Okay, then the Mishnah has cases with one aid versus two aid, or two aid versus one. So the Mishnah said the two trump the one. So now let's take a look back in the Gemara. So three lines of gets wide. So it says, Tanan, Eid Echad Omer Ra'itei Ra'oreg. One witness says, I saw who the murderer was. Ushnayim Omerim Lo Ra'itei. Two say, you didn't see it. And you orphan. So they would go forward, the two are going to trump the one, and they would go forward with the Egla Rufa. Hachad v'chad, lo are you orphan. The implication of that line of the Mishnah is that if it be one versus one, they wouldn't do Egla Rufa, right? In other words, we were extrapolating from one din to another din. So two versus one, so then the two say, you didn't see anything, so then we're going for the Rufa. But if it be one versus one, we think that we would do Egla Rufa. So Tiyufta the Rabbi Chia, and the Gemara assumes that they're all Babad Achad. So that's going to slug up Rabbi Chia's charge. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Chia would say, but according to that rationale, Eim Seifa. Let's do the last case of the Mishnah. Last case of the Mishnah says, Shnayim Omrim Ra'inu, two say we saw who the murderer was. One says we didn't see it. Lo are you orphan. So they wouldn't do the Egla Rufa because we're going to believe the two over the one. But the implication of that is if it's one versus one, they would do the Egla Rufa. So we have diyukim from the end of the Mishnah, and one diyuk is if it's one versus one, we're not going to do Egla Rufa, and one is that we will do Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says the last two cases of the Mishnah, when I have one versus two, is talking about a different type of Eidos. It's talking about Psuli Eidos, where we're going to have women or Abadim, or ones giving testimony, and it follows different Klalim than regular Eidos. He says, Elam, Manithin Kulub Shli Eidos, Kudab Nechem, the Amar, Komakom Shemina Torah Eid Achad, Halechakar Rov Deo, Basushtei Nashim B'Ishachad, Yishnei Anashim B'Ishachad. So, it means like this. When we have Shli Eidos, normally by regular Eidim, it has to be kosher. By regular Eidim, once they have two Eidim, that firmly establishes everything. And so 100 Eidim is equal to 2 Eidim. Here, by Psuli Eidus, we're just going to go by the greater numbers. Whereas by Psuli Eidus, we're going to go by the greater numbers. So here, we're going to be Makabal Psuli Eidus to testify. In this case, we say women or Abadim are going to come testify. And so if it's 2 versus 1, the 2 wins the day.
Everyone's a woman here?
We'll see. The 2 are certainly women or Psuli Eidos. The 1 we'll see, we'll talk about in a minute. He says, so someone is saying in the Mishnah means even if one man comes forward and I have 2 women come forward, to contradict him, the 2 women, they win the day. It's just, wow. We're just doing straight numbers. The numbers win the day.
This is coming at the same time.
Right. Now, but Ikat Amri and others say, someone say no. Means if a kosher aid, a man came initially, a few men, and even if 100 women come, they're not going to slug up his testimony. What is Mishnah talking about? That a woman came first. With tears of the Rebbe Chaim Yahati. So we explain Rebbe Chaim is as follows. Rebbe Chaim Yomer, Koma Kom Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Alech Char Rob Deyot, Yesu Shtei Nashim B'Yisha Echad, Shnei Nashim B'Yisha Echad. That Rob Deyot means if everybody's Pesuliate, this we're going to follow the greater numbers. Aval Shtei Nashim B'Yisha Echad, but if two women touch with one man, Ki Palvu Palvu Dami. That's like half and half. Means, okay, so it means like this. So the Gemara has two Lashonos at the end, and then I got to run. So the two Lashonos are like this, that either we're dealing with Psiliatus, and it's teaching me that, let's say I have two women come in and contradict the man, the two women win the day. That's what he's saying. In other words, two trumps one all the time. In other words, the Rove Deo, the greater number of... It doesn't make a difference. In other words, the Pasel, and we're talking Pasel people come in. Pasel people come in, they're going to shlug up even the man. That's the first lock. And that's what the Mishnah means. One person came in and testified, two said the other way, so he's finished. Or the second lashon is no. If the first man, the first is a man, and then two women come, two women can't shlug up a man. He says, but it means that we're not going to believe the two women. So if it's two women versus a man, so then we're going to call it like discount both testimonies. The last lashon. In other words, let's say if a man comes in and then two women come in,
then
if it's two women versus one man, we're going to say they both cancel each other out. But if it's one woman and then two women, we're going to believe the two women. That's the second lashon part. But the bottom line is that the last case in the Mishnah are dealing with this issue of psuliatus, where it have different klalim that are going to apply. Okay, now, let me just see a little bit here. Now, let me just wrap up this figure that I don't have time and I have to run, okay? So the Gemara said, please, he says, the tarti psuliatus lamali, why do I need two alachot about psuliatus? In other words, I have two, one where one testifies, then two, one with two, and then one, and the two went over the one. So one in both. Because if I only had the first case, I would think, where the two lead me to the conclusion that I have to do Egel Rufa, then it's a Chumra, so I'm going to follow it. He says, Aval Lakula, but if the two lead me that I don't need to do it, I'd say not. Okay, I got to run. I don't have time. And I apologize. I don't have time for questions. I got to go. If we have time at the end, after we discuss the catering and Mari, we could do it. Otherwise, not. Okay, the 10th wide line. When they had more murderers, so then they stopped with the Egel Rufa. Kule. So the Braisa elaborates more. They stop Egel Rufa. In other words, it only comes for a Safek. Here we know, we got the, like the way Rabbi Lewis say, like the crime family is this, they know they're that, they're, everybody's murdering everybody. When people were bringing murder, like, openly, notoriously, so they stopped Egel Rufa. When the people committed lots of adultery, they didn't do the mesota. So it says the man will be cleansed of any aver. It's back to sota now. He says, Bizman Sheishmukumiavon, when the man is not in any way guilty of any avera in terms of his sexual relations, a mind boat can use them. And the water is effective checking his wife. In a Ishmanukumiavon, if the man is not clean of avon, in a mind boat can use them. But Omer, this is the Brisa now, but Omer, Lord Koto Benotechem, Hitzdena, Bechule. So then the Brisa has a Pasuk, I won't, the water won't be effective if your daughters are Bezana. Maiva Omer, Bechitema Avon today in, Bein Bante Lo. I might think it's only if the man has a Beirot, he got off the Derek, then the water wouldn't work. But if his kids are engaging in sexual improprieties, then there's no harm, no foul. He says, so Tashma, Lof Kodom Notechem, Kitzena, Yal Kotechem, Kitzena Afna. He says, I'm not, Lof Kodom, the water's not going to work. That's what the Navi says in Oshea, because Benotechem, Kitzena, because your daughters are Mizana, and your daughters in law are engaged in adultery. But he came, Avon Diptunyalo. I might thought that's only adultery outside the bounds of marriage, but if Dunya is like engaging in loose conduct, that's Nishka Fairlach, Tashma, Kihem Mazono Iparedu, They're frequently zonot and they're hanging around with the kedeshot, kedeshot and the zonot. So that also, you know, even though you know nobody's married, but that's still an aveira. He says, "My lo yavim labeit." What does it mean that the people don't understand? And he says, and they'll be tired out. Amr Blazar, Amar lehem labim Israel, imatem achin malatzmachem. If you're mocking on yourselves, mayim bokim neshotechem. Imlav, in a mayim bokim neshotechem. Otherwise, the water, you know, won't check out your wives. In other words, you have to be on the up and up. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Mishrabu bale hana'a," when people were indulgent in their hana'a, maybe you had mystic, whatever. Itavtu adinim, the dinim got corrupted. V'nitaklu b'masim, they noach ba'olam. There was no peace in the world. It means, where's the Rashi here? He says, on the 8 lines to the bottom of the right hand column, "Lochim bale hana'a, imatrichim atzman layim b'din." In other words, like they love creature comforts. They don't, you know, make an effort to get the right din. They used to head to the Tzibur. And as a result of that, you know, people aren't behaving properly. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nachas ruach from it. He says, "Beinoach ba'olam, Yishtarabu roe," back in the bar, "Yishtarabu roe panim b'din," but people showed favoritism in din. He says, "Batea lo taguru." So there's a lot in the Torah you shouldn't be afraid of, you know, any man. But that went by the wayside. Upasak lo takiru, and you know the Torah says you shouldn't, you know, favor one side. That went about the wayside. Uparku ol shemayim, and they rebelled against like the din of shemayim. But anu aleim ol basar v'dam. In other words, they look for people to be their masters, not a kadosh baruch hu. He says yisharabu lo fashet lachishod. When the lo fashet lachishod, Rashi says that the lawyers who were whispering with the dayanim, like to try to, like, you know, argue favorably for their client, nobody should hear. He says, the din, Rabbah Charonaf Yisrael, more anger against Klai. So when it's Tal Kashkinah, and Shkinah left, Yishum Shinemar, Bekarav Elokim Yishvot. He said, in the midst of the Bezdin, Hashem judges, but here, like Hashem, not happy being in their midst. Yisharabu Akri Bitsam Libam, Aholeich. So after Bitsam Libam, it means like their pleasure they seek. Rabu Omrim La Tov La Tov Ra. So people, there were a lot of people said evil is good, good is evil. In other words, you know, they're all corrupted. He says that they're Shabbat Rishayim. Shrabu Omrim La Tov La Tov Ra. Rabu Hoy Hoy Ba'olam. He says it means like in Yishai, it says hoy this, hoy that. In other words, the point is they're doing a Beirut, everything goes to the pot. Shrabu Moshe Harok, when the people who like spit at a long, like a great distance. Yeah, he says, Rabu Hayehira, more arrogant people increased. But if Matu Atamidim, Tamidim decreased. But Torah Chozer, the Torah looks around for people who will study it. Yishurabu Yehirim, when the number of arrogant people increased, it's Tilu Benot Israel, Lina Seli Yehirim. For the Jewish girls began marrying these arrogant guys. She'ain Dorein Ruweh El Lepanim. Our generation only sees like the outside, not the inside. Inis is true. In other words, the guy says, the way Rabbi Lubitz was saying, you know, I'm a great Talmud Chacham, I'll marry me or whatever, I'm this and that and the other. And they're marrying him, but they only hear like the outside, they don't see the inside. Inis is true. Bamamar, Haiman Din Yahir, because the arrogant, I feel in Shebeki Lamakabel. So even his wife doesn't like him if he's an arrogant person. Shinemar, Gemer Yahir, Belonginaveh, I feel in Aveshlo. And those won't be looked at as being positive even in his abode. He says, so we have one. Says that they're running after them, another was not. So Mikara Kafsale, initially they're interested in them. You know, they believe the whole baloney story. The stove makes a lie. In the end, they get to know them and they're not so happy with them. He says, now Misharabu Mikilim Alaya Bali Batim, when people like Tamina Famim began to like invest their money with Balabatim, Rabbah Hashokan. So the bribery increased, Rahataya Mishpat, and then like the Mishpat was distorted. Upaska Tova, Yisharabu the Kablani Tova Tama Haskani Tivu Tefa, like the Dayanim would say, oh, thank you for doing this. Nachmi, the people would do favors to Dayanim. Rabu Isha Yishar Beinav Yaseh. So everybody would do what they want. It was, I feel like the guy is on my payroll and he's grateful for me. I have nothing to worry about, and then I do whatever I want. Shvalim Hudbuhu, the people who should have been low were raised up. Bagoin, the people who should have been high up, pushbu, lowered down. Umalhuta Azla Benavla. the Malchut went down, and Rashi says that the Malchut of Israel went down and became more corrupted. Yisharabu Tzarei Ayin, when the miserly people increased, the Torpe Teref, the people who wanted to, what does it say, Torpe Teref, the people who stole, and he says, Rabu Mamatse Leiv, so the people, the hard-hearted people with the Aniyim increased. He says, the Kovtse Yadayimi Lahalvot, the people who, you know, are tight-fisted from lending money. The Avru Mashtu B'Torah, and they transgressed that was written in the Torah. Yisham L'cha B'Gomer, says, Henya Dvarim B'Avcha B'Liya'al, which we're going to lay here in Chutz La'aretz on the second day of Shavuot, but they won't hear that in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Misharabu, Misharabu Netuyot Garon, when the people with outstretched throats and Misakot Einayim, and like, the Misakot Einayim is they flap their eyes, right? He says, Rabu Mayim Hamarim. In other words, like, means the women walk around Netuyot Garon and like, you know, blinking eyes. It says, Rabu Mayim Hamarim. El Shepasku, but then it stopped. Yisharabu Mekabli Matanot, when the people who, you know, many people were accepting gifts, then Matu Hayamim, Benetatsu Hashanim. He says, the years and days became shorter. I guess people were living shorter, I assume. He says, the fee, the Sone Matanot Yetia. The Pasuk says, if you don't like Matanot, you'll live. Yisharabu Zuchuk Alev, Zuchuk Alev is they don't listen from the Rebbeim and just rely on their own understanding. He says, Rabu Machloket Yisrael, Kismo Machloket. Yisharabu Tamid Shammai V'Hillel, Shoshim Shukol Tzarkan, when Tamid Shammai and Hillel and priests who hadn't been Mishamish, that served the Rebbeim all as much as they need, Rabu Machloket Yisrael. So, you know, it's like when Hillel and Shammai themselves didn't have any so many Machlokot, it's more than Machlokot of being Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. He says, V'nasei Torah K'shtei Torah, Torah K'nim like two Torot, Yisharabu Mekabli Tztakam in Ovdei Kokavim, it's mentioned to you, people were taking stuff from the Goyim. Are you Yisrael Amal? It means just the opposite. In other words, the Gemara doesn't want to say the Jews are down, so it says Yisrael Amal, but it means just the opposite. Like Sakino Hor, Behem Lamata. Yisrael Afanim, Behem Lachor. Yisrael was in front, they went back, but it means really Yisrael was back. Okay, so let me just, I'm sorry, but we, okay, there is a lot to cover. Okay, so, okay.